Reish Nun Zayin. Today we will be on Dalet. It's also known as page 56. Yeah, 56. So again, just to review, since we haven't been together in a little while, we're talking about Hatmana. Hatmana is an offshoot, so to speak, of cooking. Again, what you want to do is you want to insulate. You want to keep something hot that you cooked, hopefully, before Shabbos. So there's two things you might do. You might insulate with a material which retains the heat, or sometimes there might be a type of material that you'd insulate the food with that adds heat, believe it or not. They had those things in those days. We discussed various things like that. So the halacha is that if you're using a material that adds heat, you can't even do that on Erev Shabbos. Why? Again, the same thing about stirring coals and things like that. Something that just retains heat, you could wrap that up before Shabbos, but you have to do it before Shabbos. So the Machaber says as follows in Dalet. Even though on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to insulate even with a material that does not add heat, the lower level. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos itself. Like I just said, you have to insulate before Shabbos. Still, im tama momi bel yom, let's say you insulated with some type of material before Shabbos, while it's still day, Friday, as they say, niskala, but the covering, the insulation, unwrapped. It became uncovered. Niskala mishachashecha, and even though it got unwrapped before Shabbos, got wrapped before Shabbos, so you could just rewrap it, right? But even if it unwrapped, it uncovered on Shabbos itself, once it got dark. Mutter lahachzir lachosos. You're allowed to go back and recover it. Since you did it before Shabbos, it just undid itself, so it would be okay. The Mishnah Berura says, it's not only that, but he says, if the connotation of the language of the Machaber is, if it happened to unwrap, let's say I want to unwrap it, can I rewrap it? In other words, again, imagine you have this food, and it's nice and toasty, and it's insulated with whatever material, and I want to take some out. So I have to get to the food. So I have to unwrap the cover and take out the food. But then I unwrap the insulation. So could I rewrap it? It seems from the language of the Machaber that's only if it happened. But how about if you did on purpose? So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can you could rewrap it. You could still rewrap it. And if you have a material that does not add heat, if you want to put more of that material on, in other words, it's insulated, but I want to put a few more layers on, you could do that. Because again, it's not really adding any heat, it's not really doing anything, it's just keeping it the way it is. Or let's say you want to take this insulation off. Let's say it's some type of blanket or something like that, you know? Just a towel. You need this towel for whatever reason, so I want to put on a different towel. I wrapped it up before Shabbos began, but now I need this towel, so I want to just replace it with a different towel. But that would mean I have to take it off, and so you could do that. And even if the first one is a little warmer, or even if the second one is... Let's say there was a, you wrapped it up with a sheet, right? A piece of material. Now again, sadin usually has the connotation of a sheet, so it's thin. And so you had the food insulated with a sheet. You could take off the sheet and wrap it up with a blanket, much thicker, right? Insulate much better. But again, none of those things add heat. They just try to hopefully insulate, retain the heat. So again, you had on the thin layer before Shabbos, so you could take that off and put on something thicker. Again, because it's all in the same category, it's not Mosif Hevel. But there's one proviso. As long as the food was cooked, completely cooked before Shabbos. But if it wasn't completely cooked before Shabbos, you can't add. Why? Because when you make it more insulated, it's going to hold in more of the heat, it's going to cook better. So again, all this stuff, again, remember, talking about food that's completely cooked before Shabbos, and we're talking about insulating stuff, let's say not electric or anything like that, which makes it hotter. Let's say just so, like we said, like a material or something like that, which really doesn't, it just retains the heat. Nothing like with an electrical heating element to it or something like that, which would increase the heat.
Is completely cooked 100% or a mock-up
on both sides? Completely cooked. Yeah.
For it to be mostly
double,
does it have to be something that's generating heat?
Like yeah, in other words, like we saw, the, again, like I was saying, the